One thing to learn about ancient history, and it repeats itself, is that people did not value education as much as we do today. And we know today what it can do for us as a society, as an individual. We rely on our education to move forward. But during the ancient times, they didn't know this yet. And during the Dark Age, right after the Mycenaeans started falling, there was a Dark Age, which the lights did not go out, but it was a very bad time for ancient Greece. A lot of people suffered with poverty, they could barely feed their families, business, the economics were really bad. So during this Dark Age, also they stopped being educated. People stop learning. And to get out of this, well, they start doing the exact opposite. They start learning again, like the Greek alphabet, which they got from the Phoenicians that they used to trade with. Something else that became very important is they started producing more than they needed, and the surplus that they had, they traded away. As a result of the Dark Ages starting to end and the ancient Greeks becoming better and society once again flourishing, population started to increase. And when the population increases, you need more food. What happens is in ancient Greece, and this is how colonization starts, is people needed to find new land so they could survive off of it, because the mainland of ancient Greece was overpopulated. But keep this in mind. The people that left ancient Greece, their city-state, they did not go and start a new city-state or country. They were a colony, which means they still were loyal and listened to their homeland. And eventually, these smaller city-states, when they established these colonies, they start to become more powerful and stronger, like the Athens and Sparta.